At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, May 11th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big basketball matchup here tonight, Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals, a 7:30 p.m. tip between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Currently, the Boston Celtics are listed as a 2.5-point road favorite with a total of 212.5. Now, going into this game, it's an elimination game for the Boston Celtics. The Philadelphia 76ers are up 3-2 in the series. If they win tonight, they punch their ticket to the conference finals. If the Celtics lose, their season is over. We actually have seen a big shift here in the odds. Number one, in terms of the series price, Philadelphia is currently a minus 175 favorite to win the series. Boston is a plus 145 dog to win the series. If you do think the Celtics can win tonight and then win a game seven at home, plus 145 in the series price does sound a bit appealing. We also have new title odd favorites here as well. New favorite to win the NBA title is the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are now plus 290. Followed by Philadelphia plus 340, Boston plus 390, the Lakers plus 425, Golden State plus 950, Phoenix plus 1200, Miami plus 1600, and the Knicks plus 6000. So for the first time here, the Celtics are no longer the favorite. They're pretty much plus 150 here to win the title, and now down 3-2, have dipped all the way to plus 390. But now for tonight's game, we've seen respective money go with the Boston Celtics. The Celtics opened as a very short 1.5-point road favorite. And we quickly saw the Celtics get hit -1.5 up to -2, and then -2 up to -2.5. And I do see at least two books here across the market that are juiced up in favor of Boston -2.5 at -115. Like, who knows? It may even go to 3. It'll be interesting to see on game day which direction this line moves next. If you see this line over the course of the day creep up to Celtics -3, that'll be a good sign here for Boston. That continued support goes in their direction. If you happen to see this line dip back toward Philly, if you see it fall 2.5 back down to 2, that'll be an indication there that Philly's taking in some game day action, which is always notable to me because game day action takes place when the limits are raised, when big bets come in, and that's really when the largest wagers get down to cause big line moves. In terms of betting percentages, using our VSiN.com bet splits, currently 65% of bets, but almost 70% of the money here is going Boston Celtics. So I would classify that as a kind of a classic pro and Joe bet split here, where a slight majority of public bettors here, 65%, taking Boston just because, hey, they went to the title last year, went to the NBA Finals. They've been a favorite pretty much all year. They're laying a short number. Makes sense. Take the Celtics. Wise guys here, the 70% of dollars, though, they don't care what the public's doing. They don't care whether the public is on Team A or Team B. They're betting just based off their discrepancy plays. And the big distinction between what makes the difference between a pro bettor and a Joe bettor, average Joes bet for entertainment, for fun, based on their gut instinct and bias. Pros are betting based on their lines that they set. They set their own power ratings. They create their own numbers. They look for discrepancies. That's a big difference there. So really with pros, aside from winning at a higher rate, having the respect of the books, getting down with an edge here, having the discipline to lay off when they don't want to bet a game or they don't find an edge versus the public who, if a game's a heavily bet primetime game, they got to have action. That's another thing that differentiates pros and Joes, just kind of the discipline aspect here. But it looks to me like the pros are saying Celtics here had a lot of value when this line opened at Celtics, just laying -1.5. Maybe they had this line closer to 2 or 3 to begin with, which is why they hit the -1.5 early, causing this line to go to Boston -2.5. So really no buyback whatsoever. This has been pretty consistent here toward Boston, open to current. Also, you have quite a few betting systems here that do match with the Boston Celtics. Number one, chalk favorites. It's very simple here. But for the NBA playoffs in particular, favorites have done very well. You saw both favorites cash yesterday. The Knicks covered against the Heat. The Warriors covered as a big Josh's Sweats play yesterday over the Lakers. So now favorites in the NBA playoffs, 2-0 yesterday. They're now 39-28 against the spread, 58% this year. That's an 11% ROI. So very simply, these chalk favorites expected to cover. They're covering at a pretty high rate here in the playoffs. In particular, favorites off a loss. So if you're a favorite, you're coming off a loss, is kind of the zigzag theory of you lose one, you come back and win or cover the next game. Well, those favorites off a loss are 18-7 against the spread this postseason, 72% cover rate. That is a 35% return on investment. Then the other good betting system here with matches with Boston is about the Celtics in particular. The Celtics, when they're a value play, and by a value play, I mean a short favorite of -3 or less, they're 10-3 against the spread this year, 77%. That includes both the regular season and the postseason. So this goes to show you, you know, Celtics typically are, you know, throughout the season, or regular season at least, you know, you saw it a couple games in, the Atlanta Hawks, I should say, is that you're laying big numbers. You're a 7-point favorite, a 10-point favorite, a 15-point favorite. Well, those numbers are a little bit harder to cover. When you're a short favorite of 3 or less, Boston's covering 77% of the time this year. So that would also match with Boston. Also, the Celtics in this situation, you know, they've been in this spot before. Last year against the Milwaukee Bucks, if you remember, Celtics, same situation. They were down 3-2. They had to go to Milwaukee and they beat the Bucks here, which that was the big Jason Tatum game. Then they came back and won game 7. So I'm going to bank on kind of the mentality of your backs against the wall. And I'll be honest with you, this Celtics team I've watched all year. I watched my entire life. You know, I go back to the, you know, the Paul Pierce days when I was an early Celtics fan here. But they're a maddening team. Usually when you expect them to win, when things are riding high, they're kind of very erratic. They're very bipolar in a way. When things are going well, they're expected to win. That's when they're liable to let you down. But then also when they're expected to lose or things don't look very good, they're liable to play a great game and, you know, win in a blowout here. So they're kind of hard to predict, but based on the betting market and the line move here, as well as all these system matches, I'm going with the Boston Celtics. And by the way, I'm going Celtics on the money line here. If you want to lay the 2.5 and just get -110 juice, I don't blame you there. You can save it on the juice. But when this game opens 1.5, now it's up to 2.5. Basically, odds makers are telling you it's going to be a close game. So God forbid, if I lay a -2.5 and the Celtics win by 1 or 2 and I lose my spread bet, that would be pretty infuriating here. So I'm going to go money line. On the money line, the Celtics are -135. That's the number that I got just on the off chance they win by 1 or 2. I want to cash my bet. And then also, if you look at some of these systems here, in terms of straight up, the angles that I gave you were all ATS. So favorites covering 58% of the time, off a loss covering 72% of the time, you know, Celtics 77% of the time covering as a 3-point favorite or less. But in terms of just winning the game straight up, so this would apply to my money line bet, favorites straight up this postseason are 46-22, 68%. And then if they are off a loss, favorites straight up are 23-10, 70%. So another couple good angles there here, straight up as well as ATS. So long story short, Celtics backs against the wall. I expect a good game out of Boston tonight. The betting market is in their favor. We have a bunch of good system matches here. So I'm going Celtics on the money line to keep their season alive, win in Philly and force a game seven here. I'm on the Celtics, minus 135 money line tonight. And a big Eastern Conference semifinals, game six, 7:30 p.m. in Philadelphia.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, now we're going to look toward a Major League Baseball game here tonight. It's very kind of a small slate here. Not a lot of games on a Thursday. There's only six MLB games. There's two NBA games as well as two NHL Stanley Cup playoff games. But let's go to a Major League Baseball game here. One that caught my eye. It's an early game. It's my first sweat of the day. San Diego Padres visiting the Minnesota Twins. So this is a 1:10 p.m. Eastern time start. Currently, we have the Padres listed as a minus 120 road favorite, with Minnesota a plus 110 home dog or plus 105 home dog, and the total in this game is 8. So for this game here today, it's the rubber match of this interleague series. The Padres, who are 19-18, they won the opener 6-1, cashing as a minus 105 road dog. Then we saw the Twins, who are 20-17, bounce back with a 4-3 win in extra innings yesterday, taking care of business as a minus 125 home favorite. So today's series match, series finale, we have Yu Darvish on the bump for San Diego, the righty veteran, 2-2, 3.19 ERA. He's going to be opposed by fellow righty for the Twins, Bailey Ober, who's 2-0 with a 0.98 ERA. So what have we seen across the board here, across the market? Well, looks like respected money going with the San Diego Padres here. So I'll take the Padres on the money line now, minus 120. But the Padres did open, this game opened, you know, relatively close to a pick 'em. You saw San Diego listed as a very short minus 110 road favorite, Minnesota plus 100 home dog. And the Padres have now gotten steamed up to minus 120. So from minus 110 up to minus 120. So it tells me a lot of respected money here pouring in on San Diego. Kind of pros pouncing on the Padres here at a low number, causing this line move in their direction. Now, San Diego would match quite a few betting systems. So number one, just in general, interleague play. In interleague play, the lack of familiarity really benefits the better team. You don't know how to match up. You haven't really seen the opposing starting pitchers. You don't know the opposing stadium. Again, if you look in baseball, same thing with NFL, it's in the division, divisional dogs. Knowing that based in built-in familiarity, levels of playing field benefits the team getting some plus money. Well, on the flip side, if you don't know your opponent, really it benefits the better team here, which would be San Diego based upon that minus 120 favorite designation. So interleague play, I always love taking the favorites, but also in particular this year, interleague road favorites. They're 35-20, 64% this season. They've done very, very well. Road favorites who made the postseason the previous year, playing an opponent who did not, they are 66-40 this year, 62%. And then we also have some other angles here. Non-division road favorites, those teams are 88-55, 62% this season. Road favorite made the playoffs 61%. And then the one that we mentioned there, that road favorite made the playoffs, opponent didn't, 62%. So I have a lot of systems here in the mid to high 60%, money line range here, all on the San Diego Padres. Also, some correlative betting value here, favorite low total. So total in this game is 8. Fewer amount of expected runs scored based on that low total. And again, a low total is 8 or less. A high total is 9 or more. 8.5 is kind of right down the middle. But a low total, 8 or less, good for a favorite here. Fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely to come from that quote-unquote better team. Then also, the Padres have the edge at the plate. They're hitting 231. Doesn't sound very good, but Minnesota's hitting 220. Then also the Twins in the spot, a bit of a fade. They're only 2-8 as a dog this season. So good 10-cent steam move in favor of San Diego. I'm going to get behind Darvish here and bank on the Pods to get a big win. Give me the Padres here on the money line. Got the Pods at minus 120. NBA and NHL postseason play is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I'm on the Celtics on money line. I like this spot here with Boston's back against the wall. I am a Celtics fan, but it's not a home of play. It's a data-driven play. Celtics opening minus 1.5 up to minus 2.5. They have the line movement. They have the Pro and Joe bet split. They have all these great chalk systems. Favorites off a loss. Celtics value play as a short favorite. And again, Celtics in this situation can maybe kind of bank on that confidence of going into Milwaukee and winning last year in Game 6. So I'm taking Celtics on the money line, minus 135. And then also I'm on San Diego. Mentioned that cap in Major League Baseball, but Steam move minus 110 to minus 120. Interleague favorite system match. Quite a few systems here. Better hitting team. I'm taking San Diego in that spot as well. So those are my only two sweats. It's a kind of a smaller than usual slate here, but I would say if you're looking for more sweats for today, check out the VSiN Market Insights pod. That's my second pod. This is your appetizer. Your main course is the Market Insights pod. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock Eastern time. Probably add in. I'm waiting on some Major League Baseball games because there's a couple games that I have my eye on, but I want to get some more confirmation of game day movement. Then also maybe fit in another basketball play. I do have my eye on that second game of the night between the Nuggets and the Suns, and we got a couple Stanley Cup playoff games. So check out the Market Insights pod later today for more sweats. But a reminder, if you're looking for more VSiN in your life, sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email, hit submit, and then boom, you'll get the VSiN daily newsletter every single morning, letting you know what's going on in the betting market and in particular at VSiN that day. We'd also love for you to become a member. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe, and then you can become a member, and you'll get every single best bet sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day, a live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles behind the paywall, and those great DraftKings percentages. You can start off with a $9.99 intro offer, only $10 for your first month of service. It's a great value deal, even if you just want it for, you know, daily grinding of baseball and, you know, the rest of the playoffs here in both NBA and NHL. But of course, follow us on social media, stay plugged in, stay tuned in and plugged into what VSiN's up to. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Thursday, everyone. I'll be on the Sharp Money later today with my buddy Patrick Maher. Excited to join Patrick at 4 o'clock today. I would hope everyone has a great Thursday. Good luck. And as the wise man of VSiN likes to say, which is always my favorite way to end a pod, some parting words here. Hopefully you can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.